Well, welcome to the situation report for April 16th. Sorry. My apologies for not doing a show for the last couple of days. I've been busy for the last 2 months, actually for the last 4 months. I've been busy building the new show, The Path Forward. And I wanted to spend some time today talking about what's coming on May 9th. So back in November, I took a break from the roundtable, the situation report, Substack, everything to regroup and figure out what we were missing, because we were obviously missing something. And in that process, I figured out that what we were missing was we would go on and provide good information. We would put out good analysis, but we never provided any operational information on this is what you do with this information. Right. We did bits and pieces of that through Telegram, through Substack, et cetera. And starting on May 9th, this channel will be deprecated. And I will switch over 100% to The Path Forward. And the show that I'm going to do on The Path Forward is called Plugging In. And that show is going to be about how to plug into society, how to plug into your family, how to plug into the current threat, et cetera. And I've talked to some of the guys on the roundtable crew to see if they're interested in doing individual shows. And we'll have an individual show about the threat, individual show about operationalizing that in your own self-reliance, self-preparedness world. And then we'll have a show about preparedness and, you know, hacks and tricks for being prepared and living off grid, et cetera. And we'll have another show about practical applications of things. And I'll give you a case in point. When most of us talk about the child trafficking problem, we talk about child abduction, we don't talk about how to protect your children. You know, what are steps you can take as a family member? What are steps you can take as a parent to protect your children? And we really want to focus on that and bring full circle. Here's the threat. Here's how you protect against the threat, right? Because there's a myriad of things that are being used to target kids, target young women, et cetera. And we want to give you practical tools you can use and situational awareness so you can see it before it happens and be present. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is I want to get away from politics. I don't want to talk about the flavor of the week. I don't want to do roundtables about some crisis and break it apart. There's really no value in that. There's a lot of people doing that, a lot of people talking about the situation, a lot of hopium. What I want to provide is a source of truth for here's the ground situation. Here's what you can do to be prepared for the ground situation. And here's some things you can do to get ahead. And it's as simple as doing a show about how to manage your finances, doing a show about how to, you know, increase your savings, how to, you know, how investments work, how 401ks work. A lot of people, you know, you're thrust into a position, your employer throws a bunch of paperwork at you, but you really don't have a lot of time to work through what all that means. What does it mean to be in a 401k? What does it mean to allocate different percentages to all these different funds, right? Because it's completely unregulated, completely unaudited, and you're at the mercy of some investment house in order to get your 401k moving, right? And most people don't know which investment fund is which. So it's practical things like that that we want to focus on to give people real life, real world tools. And, you know, I've been doing this for 5 years now. And in that 5 years, I've gone through the Q stuff. I've gone through the politics space here in Arizona. I've gone through the national landscape. I've gone through the conspiracy landscape. I've gone through the numerology piece. I've talked about our enemy ad nauseum. None of that's bearing any fruit. And part of it's because what do you do with it, right? We give you all this information. What do you do with it? And what this channel really is going to be about is practical tools to break free of the control grid. And we're going to talk about everything from, you know, electronic surveillance to tradecraft And I'm waiting for the guys to get there to figure out when they can plug in and if they want to plug in. And, you know, it may take me a few months to get all the shows in line, but the path forward will be a variety of shows. And hopefully on the other side of it, we'll have a robust media group. And that's the end state. And this, look, this is going to be monetized because this is going to have to pay the freight. And what I want to build it into is I want to build it into something that is not just viable, but it's long lasting, that the American public can look at and go, yeah, these guys are really the source of truth. They're really talking about things that are real. They're giving us information that's real and usable. I can go back to previous episodes and refresh my memory and get current with current episodes and what they're talking about. And hopefully within 12 months, this will be a going concern that has national level attention and people are really paying attention to, because I think there's a lot of value in teaching people how civics work, teaching people how banking works, teaching people how to survive in the digital age, and teaching people, you know, how to avoid the pitfalls of identity theft. And there's a whole host of different topics that we're going to talk about, right? One of those topics is going to be social engineering, and we're going to talk about identity theft. We're going to talk about, you know, spam email that you get and phishing attacks and smishing attacks and things that you don't see in your regular basis, right? And, you know, I did a lot of soul searching around, do I want to do the cool guy stuff? Do I want to talk about the cool guy stuff? You know, there's a lot of people doing that. Lots of guys, lots of operators out there doing stuff. Lots of guys doing deep analysis. Lots of guys look at the current situation and trying to figure out, put the pieces together. That's really not where I want to be anymore. And I don't want to compete in that space. I don't want to do the round, you know, the circuit of shows. You know, I want to focus on how to keep people ahead of the system, especially when it comes to human trafficking and child trafficking. Right? Most people don't even know how to look for somebody that's giving them a signal that they're in trouble, or how to look for signs of trouble. Most people don't even know how to look at their surroundings to figure out who belongs there and who doesn't. Those are useful tools that I think everybody can benefit from. And I think it's a service that nobody else is doing. And it's also a platform that nobody else is doing. Like if we do three shows a week and you come out of every week and you have some new skill set, some new way to operationalize in your environment to manage some of the threat, then that to me is success. And it's honest and truthful. There's no obfuscation. There's no hopium. This is the way it is. This is the way we see it. And this is the way that you should react to it. Phase two of this will be to add more shows that align with that, to add a storefront for the t-shirts, so I'm not relying on a third party and some of the other swag. And we're going to start building inventory to back up the things that we're talking about in the show. So if we do a show on how to flash a cell phone, we'll make sure that there's we have in stock, we'll have phones in stock, and we'll have the tools in stock so you can actually flash your phone and de-Google your phone and load a new operating system. And if this gets big enough, I'll have enough tech support to where people can get on the phone with you and walk you through it. That's phase two. And then phase three is going to be where we start to add different channels to support the path forward in different genres and get more specialized. So that's the big fat plan right now. We'll see where it goes. The videos will be a half an hour in length. We're not going to do the marathon 2 hours. I'm not going to turn the chat on in Rumble when we do live shows. It's too distracting. I know the audience engagement's great, and there'll be a time for that. But for phase one, we're just going to push out information, and so each show will have a specific Substack that goes along with it. So the ideas will be presented in the show, and then the follow-up detail will also be in the Substack. And the Substack will be managed and curated so that you can go and pull the topics per the show and do the deep dive after that. And then there'll be a chat in Substack, so you'll be able to ask questions. You'll be able to talk to the show owner, and you'll be able to subscribe and get the latest updates, etc. So there's a lot of work ahead of us. I'm about 70% complete with phase one. I still got about 30% worth of work to do, and so a lot of that's logistics to get the site set up, to get the links pushed out. The links for the path forward is going to be in all the show notes. The last show for this channel will be, I'll tell you exactly when it'll be. So the last show will be April 28th will be the last show. And potentially I may do one more on April 30th just to do a heads up, and then a week off. And on Friday the 9th, we'll do the first show and then build the schedule. I'll publish the schedule for the shows by then, or on April 9th, we'll publish the shows, talk about the show owners, talk about the Substacks. We'll publish all the information for the Substacks on May 9th, and away we go. So look forward to moving over to a new channel. By the way, my Telegram channel, my Twitter handle, and my True Social and Gab handles will all change to the Path Forward. So my name will be in the description of each one of those, but I'm trying to disassociate my name and rank away from this so that this is bigger than just one person. So if I get hit by a bus, the show doesn't stop. The show continues, and the team can continue to push out good content and make this into something that's useful for both the American public and the world population. And I would hope at some point in phase four, we're able to bring people on site. We have a real studio. We do real interviews. We go to different locations around the planet, and we do shows, especially around different climates, because we talk about it. But it's one thing to talk about; it's another thing to do a show, you know, in Arctic conditions, to do a show in the jungle, to do a show in the desert, to do a show in the tropics. And all of those things would be beneficial for the public, because everybody's climate is different. And, you know, we don't get four seasons here. We have two seasons, hot and cold. And if you go about an hour north of here, you get four seasons. If you go an hour east of here, you get one season. It's hot all the time. So my intent is to make this bigger so that at the end of the day, we have a wide variety of information that's not only accessible, but it's reaccessible, and it's tailored towards the current situation, the current threat, and the current environment. So that's where I'm going to go with this. That's the big fat plan right now. I have some other plans that I want to go along with that. Like, I want to be able to do some live shows. I'm working with some of the local businesses here and a couple of places to do live shows and invite people and put it out like a month in advance. Hey, we're going to do a live show here on this date. We're going to be here for 2 hours. Come on down and see us, so people can plan and actually come in and do the show with us. So I'm cautiously optimistic that that's going to transpire. So yeah. And by the way, thanks for I got several recommendations I have upgraded my mic and headset and mic stand, etc. So I've got a real microphone now, and I set up a whole different system. When I switch over to the Path Forward, the cameras will be on, backgrounds will be right, sound will be right, etc. So we're, like I said, we're 70% there. I can't wait to transition away from this and get away from the political flavor of the day and get back to it. So stay tuned to stay tuned. I'll put the link for the Path Forward in the show notes. Now's if you haven't bought a t-shirt or a polo, now's the time to do it, to get spread the word. I usually, most days, I wear one of these One Team, One Fight polos. You can ask everybody around me. I'm usually wearing one. So I feel like, it's been ingrained in my psyche that if you're going to lead, then you lead by example. So if you meet me in person, you will most likely see me wearing one of these polo shirts. And I have a few of the moisture wicking t-shirts, and we're working on getting some hats made too. I want to have some. And by the way, there's a company in Canada. I know Canada, company in Canada called Red Canoe. They have very, very good quality stuff. You can see if you're in any of the aviation museums, you'll see their gear, and their swag is the best. So I'm working on some pretty high speed hats, and hopefully we'll have that done by midsummer. But for now, we're gonna stay with Spreadshirt, get that sorted. Until then, until the end of the month, folks, I'll be doing shows on Monday nights, and be doing situation updates as much as possible. But I'm really working on transitioning to the new channel, so stay tuned for that. And I'll be back on Friday with a short update. I'll probably be doing short situation updates all week. It just depends on timing. So I've got stuff going on this week on my personal side, so I'll be somewhat distracted, but I'll do what I can. Until then, God bless everyone. One team, one fight.